Weeks Media.
Mike Thinks News for the week of November 1st. We've secretly changed your regular Mike Thinks News for a new,
and hopefully,
improved version. Let's see if you notice. Hang on tight. Mike Thinks News is coming right at you. Thanks, News. I am, of course, your host, Mike James. Hey, thanks so much for listening to this show. You know, you're listening to one of the most fun podcasts in the known universe, and we really do appreciate you sticking around. You know, it's a lot of fun doing the show, and those of you that have been around for a while, and there are many of you that have been around, maybe not since show one, but many of you have been here for years. And occasionally the show morphs, it changes, and over the years it has slowly grown and changed, and little things have evolved. But on occasion, I do just go ahead and make a conscious effort to make a change in the show, and usually it's in response to something that I feel or some feedback I've gotten, and this time it's more of a case of me feeling like the show is just needs to evolve. It needs to become something a little better than what it has been. Now, the show's always had a fairly rigid, loose structure, and I know that's two contradicting terms, but really it has followed a definite formula and a definite structure, but it's also been very loose and fluid. And one of the things I'm going to do is I'm going to incorporate some segments that are going to be here each and every week. And they're just short little segments I'm going to insert. I'm also going to have the news stories be a little more concise and just do a couple stories that I'm really feel are going to work for us here. But you'll notice that it's all coming up. One thing I did want to mention is I did get my Windows 7 CDs this week. And so I've got them sitting right here on the desk. I got three copies. And well, I got two home premiums and one home super deluxe, whatever that is. So, and that's for me. The wife and the kid can have the home, whatever it is. So I'm looking forward to getting that installed. I just got a larger hard drive put in the main rig here. Old hard drive. I had, I think, about a 500 gig hard drive in there, and it was, you know, 80% full. So it was about time to upgrade anyway. So I just got done migrating all my data off of that drive onto a new 1.5 terabyte drive. Wow. Can you believe how big? I remember, in fact, I still have sitting on a shelf in a closet, I still have the very first hard drive I ever purchased. And I don't remember exactly, but I believe it was 20 megabytes. Yeah, not gigabytes, not terabytes, megabytes. That's right. My hard drive, the first one I ever bought, I don't think I could have even installed Firefox on it. So anyway, but we're getting ready to install Windows, and hopefully within the next couple of weeks, it will be my main production system. But for the meantime, it's going to be the dual boot arena. Now, before we move on to the news, we, of course, do have to take just a moment out to talk about our long-term sponsor here at Mike Thinks News. And that's our friends over at Citrix and GoToMeeting. You know, there is a problem in the business world today, and it's face-to-face business meetings with clients and colleagues. It's always going to be important, but business travel, it's a hassle, and it can be a complete waste of money. Good news is there's a solution. You can do more and travel less with GoToMeeting. With just a click, you can host presentations, training sessions, product demos, right from your desk. GoToMeeting is just $49 a month for unlimited online meetings. Host 5 meetings or 500 for one low flat rate per month. Plus, voice over IP and phone conferencing is included. You know, my listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. For this special offer, you must visit www.gotomeeting.com/podcast. That's gotomeeting.com/podcast for a free trial. And now, on to the news. I found this first story over at Tech Dirt, but I followed it along to its originating link over at bookweb.org. Now, this story over on Tech Dirt is concerning book prices and booksellers and what they're doing, and how some people aren't real happy with discounts being made by some big boys, you know, Target and Amazon and Walmart. And when I read this original story, it sounded like a whiner's story. You know, there are people whining. Oh, they're selling books for not enough. Oh, my goodness. You know, and that's the way the Tech Dirt article kind of leaves you feeling. And the author of this article, Mike Masnick, very, very disappointed in his lack of forthcomingness, because he's either being very deceptive with his article, or he did not do any kind of evidentiary research went before posting this. Now, I am not saying that the booksellers that are complaining that these discount chains are selling books for too little are completely in the right. I am, however, saying that the Tech Dirt article is slanted to a point of being completely and totally useless. Now, if we head on over to the actual website, bookweb.org, you'll see that what the American Booksellers Association is complaining about is that some of these big box retailers are selling books not at a discount, but well below cost. And that is a real concern. And the reason it's a concern, you know, hey, I like getting cheap books as much as the next guy. Nothing, I like getting cheap products, and I am all for competition. And, you know, the Tech Dirt article, you know, basically in a nutshell, what it says is, oh, booksellers are whining because consumers are getting better prices. Oh, poor booksellers. And that is a complete and total fabrication of the facts. What they're complaining about is that these large vendors, you know, Target and Walmart and Amazon, and I'm sure there's some others, are selling books so far below costs that they are attempting to basically corner the market and become the only people that sell books. And once that happens, the reason, of course, that the association is worried is because if you're the American Booksellers Association and there's only three stores that really sell any books, and they kind of get together and want to beat up on you, yeah, you're kind of hosed. And in the end, the consumer does not win in that situation. Now, what's happening is their claims are that the average book costs the actual retailer about $17 for the hardcover. And that right now they're selling several very, very popular new books for under $10. And their claims are that they're selling them well below cost. And in so doing, they're trying to drive out small retailers and other bookstores. Now, the question, of course, arises, and that I can't answer here because I don't have access to exactly what the retailers are paying for the books. But is that in fact the case? And that is something that's going to be taken a look at by the Department of Justice via this complaint. And I think rightfully so, because one of the things you have to look out for is getting a good deal now only to get hosed over later because they drive out all the competition. So tell me what you think. Don't forget, you can check out the website for links to the stories I talk about, and of course, many other shows and stories we do over at thinksmedia.com. Send me an email, mikethinks@gmail.com. Or, of course, you can call that voicemail hotline, 347-BUG-MIKE. Now let's move on to a new segment, This Week in News. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take a look at, something important that happened this week, sometime in the past. And I'll tell you what, the week of November 1st, is an amazing week. Now, one of the things I had to avoid very keenly is anytime you're doing the week of the first week of November, you know, this president was elected. We're not doing that. So I picked out a very interesting fact that I know you've heard about, but perhaps you didn't realize that it happened this week in history. And that, of course, is the city of Pompeii being buried by Mount Vesuvius. Now, you're being the smart people you are out there. I know you all know about Mount Vesuvius burying the city of Pompeii basically in its entirety. In just a few seconds, volcanic ash with a pyroclastic eruption. And a pyroclastic eruption is one of those eruptions where the volcano actually explodes. Think Mount St. Helens. You've seen the pictures of Mount St. Helens, how the entire side of the mountain just boom, and it's gone. That's a pyroclastic eruption, as opposed to the regular lava eruptions that you're used to seeing, where the lava just oozes out and runs down the mountain, and maybe some shoots up in the air. But the pyroclastic, just huge amounts of toxic gases and steam and rocks and dust just get shoved into the atmosphere and blown out very, very quickly. Now, this pyroclastic eruption covered the city of Pompeii in, you know, like 30 feet of hot, hot ash. And what was a terrible thing for the citizens of Pompeii became a boon when it was discovered by scientists, because they could actually see what people were doing and what life was like. It was like a city frozen in time. So that all happened this week in the year 79. That's a while ago. Now, let's move on to our next story. Now, this story is all about, comes off the Wall Street Journal online. It's all about rights and lawyers and what happens to media. One of the things that you may or may not have encountered is you go and you buy, let's say you have a great TV show that you used to love, and you go and you buy it on DVD, and then you're watching it and it's all, whoa, wait a minute, what? Something's wrong. The nostalgic feeling is sort of there, but where's that tingle up your ear? What happened? And you know what happened? The music is gone and replaced by something that sort of sounds similar, but it's just not quite right. Have you had that happen? I've actually seen that. And what happens is, maybe it's the theme song to the show, or maybe it's some of the interlude music. But somehow, the feeling you get when you're watching the show is a little changed. That's the most overt example of when we run into rights problems. And that happens because when people made these TV shows, there were no such things as VCRs and DVDs, or at least they weren't that popular, at least VCRs. And so nobody thought that people were going to want to buy a TV show on, you know, 20 years later, right? So they go to make the DVDs and they can't get the rights to the music. And in many cases, many of these rights holders either are hard to find, they're hard to negotiate, whether they just refuse to make a decent deal. And so you end up with kind of a mishmash. Same thing happens with magazines. You know, I would love to have some magazines on DVD. You know, I love magazines. I've got some old magazines that I will probably never get rid of. And I have some magazines that I've actually gotten on DVD. I know I've got the entire collection of Mad magazines I've got on DVD. And those are really neat. But one of the reasons that they could do that is because Mad magazine never really had advertisements. At least not back when I was a kid. You know, Mad magazine was basically 100% Mad magazine. Well, nowadays, if you try to put a magazine on DVD, maybe a magazine from, you know, a couple of years ago, and they weren't thinking ahead, they can't. Or at least they can't easily, because they have to take out all the advertisements and maybe they have to get special permission, because some of the articles were written by freelancers who their contracts said they could be printed in this magazine, but didn't mention anything about putting it on a DVD. Well, the reason this has come to a head is because, if you ever watched that show, America's Got Talent? Yeah, me neither. So I watched it the first season, and I watched a couple of the second season. It's kind of stupid. So, but one of the things that some contestants have noticed is that there's some very interesting verbiage in their contracts. And that verbiage, some people are calling lazy and some lawyers are calling overly broad. I think the lawyers are probably worried that they're going to lose some work. But it says that their performances can be edited in all media throughout the universe in perpetuity. And basically what that means is that they're going to show you on TV, but if they want to sell it on DVD or Laserdisc or crystal or mental holography, you know, telegram in the future, they can do it. And I personally think this is a good thing. You're getting paid to do this one thing. And if you, and this guy, I don't think they're getting paid, but you're entering a contest, but let's say you're getting paid to do a television program. You should be happy getting paid for doing your television program. You know, when I've said this before, when I do work, I don't get residuals. Okay? I don't get paid because I did a good job at work 2 years ago. I don't understand why people think that somehow you should continue to get paid for something that you already got paid for. The contracts need to be negotiated in a way where you make the money up front. And I know a lot of times what happens is the structure of the contracts is such that if it's a success, you make more money. If it's not a success, you could still be contracted because they're not going to pay you all this upfront money and just hope it's a success. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I like the idea of trying to avoid this confusion in the future of, oh, well, I said you could do it on TV and on DVD, but I didn't say anything about Blu-ray. Getting rid of that problem. Tell me what you think. I'm going to link up to this in the show notes, but I think it's very, very important. I think it's probably a good idea that we do this. MikeThinks@gmail.com. Of course, you can call the most fun number in podcasting. That's 347-BUG-MIKE. That's 347-284-6453. For those that are letter number transpositionally impaired, because I know, man, when I look at a phone, somebody gives me the letters, it's like, what? Give me the numbers. I can remember 9 numbers, okay? I might even be able to remember 10. And now, before we let you go, let's give you the unusual fact of the week. All right, this is the point in the show where I'm going to give you a fact that I think is unusual, strange, and in some way, at least to me, entertaining. This is a fact I think I have mentioned on the show before, but I figured if we're going to kick off the unusual fact of the week, let's go ahead and, you know, do it with a bang. You know, let's do something that I find fun. And this is absolutely one of my favorite unusual facts. Now, in a CNN time poll that was done last year, they found that about 80% of Americans believe that the government is hiding evidence of extraterrestrial life. That's right, about 80% of you out there think that the government is not being completely upfront and forward with you when it comes to little green men. In a Scripps Howard News Service poll done by Ohio University, they found that about 56% of adults believe it is either very likely or somewhat likely that intelligent life exists on other planets. So, no, these are amazing. I would never have thought these numbers were going to be so high. My real question is, if only 56% of you believe in aliens, why do 80% of you think the government is covering them up? Okay, it's a stupid fact, and that's what this segment's all about. Hey, I really appreciate you downloading and listening to the show. Don't forget, check out the website, thinksmedia.com, or you can head on over to mikethinksnews.com. Until next time, I'm Mike James, hoping each and every one of you has a good one.